Good morning, it's Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. For many people, artificial intelligence and chatbots have become a part of daily life. That includes some Kansas lawmakers who use chatbots to help keep track of bills or gather information in a fast-paced legislative session.
I use AI on a regular basis. I used AI to help write some of these components.
We'll hear how some policymakers use chatbots to research and debate laws that affect everyday life. That's after the news. The Kansas Senate approved a bill yesterday that would provide more consumer protections for tenants. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, it would add stiffer penalties for landlords who neglect their rental properties.
The bill adds Kansas consumer protection regulations to the state's Residential Landlord and Tenant Act. It would allow the state's attorney general or a county attorney to sue a landlord on behalf of the tenants. They could seek up to $10,000 for each violation, like failing to provide running water. Republican Senator Doug Shane proposed the bill.
This clarity also ensures that landlords are held to the same standards of honesty and quality as any other business in Kansas.
The proposal stems from an event last year that displaced more than 700 tenants in Gardner, Kansas. The city condemned the Aspen Place apartment complex for failing to maintain safe living conditions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas does not have enough mental health workers to meet demand. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service tells us more about a new report.
According to a report by the advocacy group Inseparable, Kansans have to go out of network for mental health care three times more often than they do for other medical care. Caitlin Hochul, an author of the report, says this is because there aren't enough mental health care providers.
So that leads to longer wait times. It can be more expensive. And people may end up foregoing care altogether just because it's out of reach.
Hochul says to address the shortage, Kansas could bolster reimbursement rates, offer to cover education costs, and focus more on collaborative care where mental health professionals work in primary care settings. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
School nutrition directors across Kansas are sounding the alarm about a state bill they say would add unnecessary work for school staff. Jody Fortino reports.
The bill would require school districts to verify the income of more students who qualify for free school lunches. That number is used to determine how much funding school districts receive for students who are academically at risk. Ruchi Favreau is the Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools nutrition director. She says additional verification requirements would increase her staff's workload.
We would need to hire additional clerical staff, right, and compliance personnel to also collect, track, reconcile these documents.
Republican Senator Doug Shane says he sponsored the bill following an audit that found the state likely overpaid schools for at-risk students. I'm Jody Fortino.
A Kichai man has joined the race to challenge U.S. Senator Roger Marshall. Noah Taylor announced Tuesday he will run as a Democrat in the 2026 midterm for one of Kansas's Senate seats. Taylor is a marketing officer for a Wichita marketing firm and a former U.S. Army infantryman who served in Afghanistan. He's also a co-founder of Leading Kansas, a nonpartisan group focused on civic engagement. Taylor joins a growing field of challengers for Marshall's seat. At least seven Democrats and one Republican have launched campaigns for the Senate seat. The Kansas Medical Freedom Act would limit when schools, governments, and private businesses can require medical treatments such as vaccinations. People who believe the law was violated could file a complaint with the Kansas Attorney General, who could then investigate and issue fines of up to $50,000. The plan also bans employers from requiring vaccines as a condition of employment. That caused William Wilk with the Kansas Chamber of Commerce to speak out against the bill.
This is an unnecessary piece of legislation that places extreme restrictions on Kansas businesses and will likely result to increased litigation.
Critics also raised concerns about the spread of preventable diseases if the bill becomes law. The city of Lyons in central Kansas is looking for a new police chief. The Lyons City Council voted 5-2 Monday night to remove Justin Holliday from the job. Holliday was placed on paid administrative leave last month. City officials said at the time that the suspension was based on, quote, the needs of the department and the community. Police Sergeant Corey Ryan is acting chief. The city has an agreement with the Rice County Sheriff's Office to provide law enforcement coverage. The city did not say what led to Holliday's suspension or firing. A nominating commission for the Kansas Supreme Court is accepting applications to fill a vacancy on the court. Chief Justice Marla Lukert stepped down from her position earlier this year and will retire later this month. The 9-member nominating commission reviews applications and conducts public interviews, and the governor appoints a new justice. An application form is available on the judicial branch website at kscourts.gov. Applicants must be at least 30 years old and a lawyer eligible to practice in Kansas for at least 10 years. The Kansas Humane Society will host a microchip and vaccine clinic next month. The event on April 11th will give services to the first 200 pets in line. Dogs and cats can get vaccinations against rabies or parvo. Kittens must be at least 6 weeks old, and puppies must be at 2 months old. No registration is required, but the event is open only while supplies last. The clinic will be at Linwood Recreation Center near Hydraulic and East Mount Vernon. More information is at kshumane.org. Wichita City officials are hoping to fill a series of open seasonal positions at a career fair today. The fair runs from 11 to 2 at the Advanced Learning Library. City staff from a variety of departments will be at the fair to discuss openings for spring and summer jobs and to meet with potential applicants. The city's job portal lists seasonal work for lifeguards, park rangers, and golf course aides, among other positions. The career fair will also include a panel about commercial driver's licenses. We'll be back after this.
KMUW's March Pint Night is tonight at River City Brewing Company in Old Town. You can meet other KMUW listeners and get to know our staff. Come and join us. It's tonight from 5:30 to 7.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Lately, it feels impossible to scroll through social media or get customer service help online without running into artificial intelligence. And in some states, AI is even being used in the legislative process. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports on how lawmakers in Kansas are using chatbots.
Hey, ChatGPT, can you summarize for me the proposed ban on cell phones in Kansas schools?
Kansas is considering a bill, Senate Bill 302.
This should have been a simple task for ChatGPT, but at first, it seemed to think the bill was still being debated, even though lawmakers had already sent it to the governor's desk. I had to correct it.
Good catch. You're right. It's actually not in debate anymore. The bill has finished its...
Chatbots are known to hallucinate or confidently state things that aren't true. Nevertheless, tools like Copilot and ChatGPT are being used more and more by Kansas lawmakers. Reading from his notes at a committee meeting in February, Republican State Representative Sean Wilcott told fellow lawmakers that chatbots can be a net positive when used responsibly.
I use AI on a regular basis. I used AI to help write some of these components.
Wilcott is not alone. Republican Representative Nick Hoheisel says he was an early adopter.
I use AI up here, whether it's ChatGPT or Claude, mostly for just quick bill reviews or summaries.
Hoheisel says chatbots make his work more efficient, but he's also seen them make mistakes. He says it's on individual lawmakers to double-check the work.
Use it more of a search engine kind of thing to get information, to get facts, and not so much as replacing your job as a lawmaker.
Hoheisel proposed a task force this year to study AI, but that didn't materialize. And right now, there are no official guidelines on how it should be used in the legislative process. Democratic Representative Stephanie Sawyer Clayton says she's deeply skeptical of using chatbots in the statehouse.
As a legislative purist here, I choose to read the testimony with my own eyes and use the deductions from my own mind.
It's not necessarily a partisan issue. Representative Ree Hsu, a fellow Democrat, says he occasionally uses AI to get quick information in the middle of a hearing. But he cautions that chatbots can reflect the biases of the people who use them.
I think it is very easy, if your brain doesn't have the defense mechanisms for it, to start asking questions of it in your own point of view, and then that skews how the AI answers you.
State agencies in Iowa, California, and Utah have already incorporated AI-powered systems to track bills. It might be convenient for Kansas to follow suit, since it's already in the middle of modernizing its legislative process. But Altif Uden, the chief IT officer for the Kansas legislature, says the technology is not ready for that yet. Uden agrees that chatbots could boost efficiency, but he wants to see more accuracy before they're used at scale.
It's going to be difficult to introduce AI into this because the process itself is extremely important and the precision matters in this case.
Leaders could make rules about how to use AI appropriately, and a future state house chatbot could have limits on the data it's allowed to draw from. But in the meantime, when it comes to using AI responsibly, the Kansas legislature is relying on the honor system. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. There's more at ksnewsservice.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
I think that most of you listening would agree that a free press is irreplaceable on any level, international, national, but especially local. There are fewer and fewer hometown reporters every day. And in nonprofit journalism, the best answer to saving it is you. KMUW works to do more with less every day because it matters. We know how important it is to our lives, our kids' lives. This juncture in journalism, it's your turn to decide to know or not to know. Donations of any size make a difference. You can make one before our pledge drive begins next week at kmuw.org.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.